Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to the evening edition of Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Monday, July 9th. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with Mike. Mike, how are you?
Doing great tonight, sir. How about yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. Okay, I usually welcome those in the chat room, but there are 50 people in the chat room right now, so I just say welcome to all of you. Thank you for tuning in this evening. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Brian's name, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. I do not need to tell you how excited I am to have my favorite artist on. Brian Culberson is back with a brand new CD called Dreams, and it is a good one. Welcome back, Brian.
Hey there. How's it going?
Hey there. Hey there. Yeah.
All right.
So let me start off by thanking you, because I know that you're very busy with the Dreams tour and all of that. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with us this evening. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, always fun to talk to you guys, and you know, it's good to be on the air again. It's been
a while.
Thank
you. Yes, yes, it has. So now you know that we created a martini for this CD. It's called Wet Dreams, and
of course,
you know. So that was the obvious title.
For those, the recipe on your website.
The recipe is X-rated liqueur.
Oh boy.
Regular or citrus vodka and limoncello.
Wow.
That's the recipe.
Okay.
So for those of you that want to try that, give it a try.
One ounce of each?
1 ounce of each, yes.
Shaken.
Wet Dreams Martini.
All right then.
Right. So now before we get into the CD, Brian, we have to talk about Napa.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. In a word, it was incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it was wonderful. So how did all of that come together?
Well, I mean, it started a long time ago. You know, I had been doing shows up there, you know, for many, many years. And all of a sudden, one of the place that was putting on jazz events, they kind of sold the winery, and all of a sudden, you know, they stopped doing the jazz series. This was many years ago. And so about, what was it, 5 years ago, my wife and I decided to, Michelle and I decided to go up to Napa and spend our 10th wedding anniversary up there for 10 days. And so while we were up there, you know, just vacationing, hanging out, wine tasting, we ended up meeting various people at different wineries and this and that, and, you know, just sort of kept in touch with people. And over the past 5 years, you know, we just sort of started talking about it and decided, hey, it might be a really, really amazing place to put on an event, not just a typical jazz fest, but, you know, really a multi-day event with lots of different things going on. You know, obviously wine tastings, we had a dinner, and I mean, you were there. It was a bunch of things in addition to the music, which I think makes it for you know, a really fun kind of, I call it a lifestyle event, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
You know, and I always thought, you know, people wanted to go to Napa anyway because it's such a destination spot. So, you know, let me give people around the world a really, really good reason to go. You know, besides the, you know, amazing wine and food and scenery, let's pair that with the jazz too. So
it was beautiful. It was, I mean, everything just went off flawlessly. The wine tasting was awesome. The scenery was beautiful. The hotel, everything. Sinbad was crazy, crazy funny.
I
really
loved
good.
How he just improvised in like little bits of Napa into his comedy routine.
Yes.
It just happened. You know, he does that stuff off the cuff, and he's so brilliant.
And the way he made fun of Marquell's name, it was that bit, too, was just, that was so marquee.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Marquell Jordan plays sax with me in kind of a strange or, you know, different kind of name. Not a typical name, and so Sinbad didn't know how to pronounce it, and he pronounced it wrong, and Marquell, I think, how did that work on stage? Did he correct him, or did I correct him?
We corrected him. No, we corrected him.
Oh,
we
the audience.
We from the audience saying Marquell, and he was like, oh, y'all, now y'all want me to use proper grammar. It was so funny. Marquise is what he kept calling him.
Marquise.
Yes. Oh, it was so much fun. Now, tickets go on sale in September for next year?
Correct. We are currently working on all of the preparations, the details, the, you know, multitude of things that need to be done in order to, you know, get it up and running. Obviously, we'll be continuing to do, you know, preparations throughout the whole rest of the year. But, you know, we're just trying to get all the big points, you know, put together before September, you know, because there's, I mean, obviously a really big demand right now. Everybody's talking about it, and everybody wants to come next year. So we're, you know, figuring out a way to, number one, keep next year intimate for the folks that were there on the first year, and also expand so that a lot more people can join us next year.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we're, you know, we're kind of doing both. Keeping a lot of intimate performances, but also expanding to you know, a couple days in a larger kind of setting. So you know, more details to come shortly.
Okay, and will the ticket prices be the same?
It's going to be totally different because it's going to be lots of different things going on. But everybody that came the first year. We'll have first shot at tickets for next year.
Okay, cool. All right, for those in the chat room, if you have a question, please send it to me by a private message because I'm going to lose it in the scroll. There are 69 people in the chat room, and I'm definitely going to lose your question in the scroll. So if you would just send it by a private message, then that way I will have it. All right, dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams. Mm. Tell me about this one.
Well, dreams, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but last summer, I really had no plans to make a new record, or I had no plans at that point. This is literally a year ago, and I wasn't even thinking about making a new record at that point, but I seriously started kind of waking up every morning with these really kind of vivid dreams that were waking me up and kind of, I mean, honestly inspiring me to go write music based on the leftover emotions and feelings and visuals that I was having from the dreams. And that's never happened to me in my entire life. Never been inspired really by visions or anything. I just normally go into the studio with a purpose. Hey, I'm going to work on a new record. It's going to be like this. Let's go. Boom, boom, boom. But this totally happened in a different way that I've ever done before. So because of that, I wrote all the songs myself, by myself, produced it all, played most of the instruments because it just happened, you know, out of nowhere. It was just me. I would wake up and literally go to the studio and start writing.
Mm.
And so I just sort of went with it, and that's really how the whole album progressed.
Yeah, I also had a dream about you working on a new CD, and one of the songs on the CD was Your Smile.
Oh.
And I remember, sending you a message on Facebook about that. I thought that was really there were two songs on the CD, and I can't remember the name of the second song. I just remember Your Smile.
Wow.
And so now I see that it's on the CD. So I don't know if that has anything to do with me. I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Well, that song, the dream behind that one was I woke up one morning, and the only thing I remember from the dream was Michelle smiling at me.
Mm.
And I woke up with that image in my head. And obviously I woke up, and there she was in real life, continuing to smile. So, I was like, oh, man, I got to go write a song. So that, you know, I just was compelled, you know, for about, it happened like for about a period of a couple months last summer, mm-hmm. July and August, which is when I wrote most of these songs.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, while you were dreaming about these songs and visions and things like that, were the vocalists that you picked to come on this CD as special guests, were they a part of that, or how did you come about, you know, picking those people to be a part of the CD?
Yeah, they were actually after. I started writing the music, obviously, first. And, like, for instance, the track that Noel Gordine is on, it was originally just kind of an interlude. Interlude meaning just kind of not really even a full song, just kind of a vibe, an idea of a song. And I all of a sudden I heard his song, The River. Obviously, I had heard it before, but it came on. I forget where I was listening. And it came on, and I was listening to his voice, and I was like, man, his voice would, like be amazing on that track. So mm-hmm. I expanded that song to a full song, got together with a lyricist, and we wrote the lyrics together. Because I'm not really a lyricist. I write most of my music myself, but when I do a vocal tune, I'll collaborate with a lyricist. So I got together with this person. We wrote that, and then called Noel up, and he came over and destroyed that song. He sounds so great.
Yes, he did. It was really nice.
And that really was the way that all the three vocal tunes happened.
And you know what else, Brian, that I loved what you did about Napa was that you brought them with you. Noel, mm-hmm. Kenny Lattimore, they were there with you to sing those songs. And I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Yeah, very much. Okay, we have some phone calls. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was going to ask them because, you know, Noel is the... Well, an up-and-coming R&B/neo-soul artist. With him being such an, you know, unheard-of name, did that bother you, or did the fact that, you know, this cat could sing, that was the reason why you put him on the CD? Because, you know, everybody knows Vivian Greenland, you know, Stokely, and people like that. But Noel, he was such an up-and-comer. Did that bother you, putting him on the CD?
I'm never really fully thinking about how big a name is or name isn't. I'm strictly thinking, you know, do I like that person's voice? Is that the right call for the song?
Okay.
And, you know, I think, you know, when you have the right voice on a song, it will transcend whoever they may be. And, you know, I think it was all right. I think it's great. I think it's perfect.
All right. Yeah. All right. Area code 916. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
All right. My name is David.
Hi, David. Meet Brian.
Hello.
How you doing, Brian? I hung out with you New Year's Eve at Yoshi's.
Oh, sweet. That was rocking.
Yep. Oh yeah, that was rocking. But I'll see you Saturday night at well, it was Radisson, not nice Lakewood, with David Sanborn.
Yeah,
I'll be there Saturday night.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'm in the foothills. I'm in Auburn.
Okay.
But I'll be down, you know. I'm ready to party again.
Oh, it's going to be a good show, yeah. For those of you who don't know, I'm touring all summer with David Sanborn. And David, for me, was, you know, literally one of my biggest musical influences growing up as a kid, you know, listening to his music. You know, I even told David, I was like, man, a lot of the way that he phrases melodies, I've incorporated into the way that I phrase melodies on my piano, and which I think is kind of makes my piano melodic style unique. It sets me apart from other piano players, because most piano players listen to other piano players. I was listening to David Sanborn. So, you know, and he was like, oh. And at that moment, he realized, he's like, well, that's why I can play your melodies so easily on saxophone. Because our show is, you know, a song of mine, song of his, song of mine, song of his. We go back and forth, and we're literally playing on each other's music. So it's a really a great show, and, you know, obviously playing all of David's classic hits and get to hear David's sax on my material, which I, you know, such a thrill for me.
Wow. And you're going to be here in Vegas on September 21st, and I already have my ticket. I'm in the front row. I cannot wait.
Well, all right. Yeah, we're going to be all over the U.S. We already did an East Coast run, but definitely have Midwest, the South, the West Coast all coming up. So.
All right. Well, thank you, David, for calling.
Okay, and Brian, I'm still trying to hook you up with my homeboy, Trombone Shorty.
Oh, nice. Hey. You know, we're on the same record label, actually. We're both on Verve.
Yeah, because he's going to be out here September 20th.
Mm-hmm.
At the Radisson.
Well, okay.
You know, but thank you. Enjoy talking to you. I'll see you Saturday night.
You got it.
Thank
you, David.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Area code 904. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Jocelyn Gaffney.
Hi, Jocelyn.
I'm from
Jacksonville,
me, Brian.
Florida. Oh, welcome.
All right. Hi.
Hi, Brian. I seen you at the Jacksonville Jazz Festival.
Oh, nice. That was fun.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I got your CD. I've been enjoying it.
Oh, appreciate that.
One thing I want to ask you, the African-American guy that did some of the lead, is that Noel?
No, the guy that was in that show actually is Marquell Jordan. Was
okay,
playing saxophone and singing.
Exactly. I thought he was the voice in your CD. I was confused. I couldn't remember what his name was.
No. Yeah, because most of the time I tour with just my own band.
Okay.
You know, not bringing other artists. I can't afford that.
But he was awesome. I mean,
oh,
I
yeah,
the
he was
show.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but yeah, Napa
yeah,
was a special situation where I got to bring in a lot of guest artists.
Okay.
So, but typically I just tour with my own group. So,
okay,
but they're amazing
the
musicians
CD.
And singers as well too. So glad you enjoyed the show.
I love it. I love the new CD. I enjoyed the show. Oh my goodness, it was just awesome.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Jocelyn.
And that's basically all I had to say, but thank you so much, and I wish you the best.
All right. Well, thank you.
In all of your endeavors.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We'll hopefully see you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. I want to get into some music.
Well, sorry. Can I ask one question of Brian before I get into some music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The question is, now you said you got the CD, it's called Dreams.
Yep.
You know, you and David Sanborn are playing together in this new tour. I actually had a dream as well.
Okay.
Oh,
now, my dream, look,
here we go.
My dream is that, you know, everybody says that, you know, you're, you know, the top keyboard player. And, you know, you're out there playing with the top, you know, saxophonist. And I'm like, you know, well, it'll be a super show. And we've asked this other guy this already. If you and Boney James would team up to do a show together, on one stage, you know, one night, something like that, that would be totally, totally awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've been thinking about that. We've asked Boney, and he said, you know, hey, if you guys get together and do a show, that would be one hell of a show, and it would sell out everywhere. Definitely.
Mm.
So something to think about.
Hey,
that's
we shall
dream.
See.
We
All
shall
right.
see.
You never know.
All
you
right,
never
man.
Know. Obviously,
that's
we,
a good
you
one.
Know, we've done random things together here and there.
Right.
You know, he's played on one of my records, and then now and then if we're on the same kind of festival, I might jump on stage with him. I'll do Grazing in the Grass on trombone. You ever seen that?
Right.
I've done that with him, and then you know, various other things over the years. But yeah, we definitely never put a show together. But hey, you never know.
You never know.
I love the song that you guys did on your "It's On Tonight" CD. I think it's "The Way She Walks."
The Way You Feel.
Oh, love that! Love that! Love it. Yes. All right. I'm going to play a song later tonight.
Okay.
Tell me about this one.
Later tonight. This is actually, you just brought up It's On Tonight. Later Tonight is basically a continuation of the It's On Tonight CD.
Mm, okay.
So this is track one off the new Dreams record. And it's, you know, Dreams means different things, obviously. It's, you know, not only, you know, while you're sleeping you can have dreams, but it's about also daydreaming. And it's also about your, you know, lifelong dreams. And this particular song, Later Tonight, is about daydreaming about what's going to go down later tonight.
Ooh. All right. From Brian's new CD, Dreams, this is Later Tonight. right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. That was Later Tonight from Brian Culberson's new CD, Dreams. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a bunch of phone calls here, so I want to get to some of these calls.
All right.
All right. Area code 952-270. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
This is Barbara from Minneapolis.
Hey, Barb.
So how are you doing? Say, just wanted to call and thank you so much for that fantastic jazz festival.
Oh, well,
I really had the time of my life. I loved every minute of it. I'll remember it my whole life.
Oh, well, I'm glad you had fun out there. I
mean, you had it all covered. You had the wine, you had the food, you had the jazz, you had the comedy, and the people there that attended were so much fun. I just enjoyed every bit of it.
You know, what's interesting, you just touch on something that I could have never planned for or made happen. It was all the people that came to attend the event really made it such a special thing, because everybody was so nice and fun and interested and you know, just happy. And that's what really made it work. Were all of you that were there, and I can't thank you guys enough for, you know, being cool, you know.
And the best part was just discovering all the new talent: Kenny Lattimore, Noel Gordine, Cecil, Sinbad had me just dying. I was like,
everybody.
mm-hmm.
We were sitting backstage waiting to go on, and we're just dying backstage. It was great.
Because what was funny is the couple I met at dinner, they were the ones sitting in the front row that were had the seat in between them.
Oh, yeah.
And the 37-year-old guy still living with his mother was sitting in front of me.
Oh. Sinbad, like, went to town on that dude.
Man, you're
still living with your parents. You're 37. What's the matter with you?
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Ouch.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
So I'm saving up for next year. You know, I got my pennies right here. I got a jar.
No,
I'm going to need more than pennies, so I'm going to need thousands.
Oh. Well, hey, we're going to have a great time next year, too. So
we'll see you in Minneapolis August 25th.
Oh, cool. All right. See you then.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, next caller, area code 925-220. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mark.
Right.
How are you?
I'm good. Say, I'm also calling from the Twin Cities, and I just want to say thank you, Brian. I did have a chance to see you and Dave Benoit on your last piano-to-piano show here in Minneapolis. And
oh, sure.
Really appreciate you coming back each year. We don't get a lot of smooth jazz artists up this way, but you make a point to come up here, and I'll also be out to see you in Burnsville in late August.
Oh, great. I love playing up there, so we always try to make it up there. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
I saw you do something one time in concert. I went down to Chicago, and I don't remember if it was with Dave Cause, but you started playing the piano, and you walked around the side to the back side of the piano playing the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was amazing. I've never seen anyone do that.
Ah.
I wonder if you could tell us how you play backwards like that.
Well, you know, you just got to look at it and think about it the other way. Obviously, it's not I can't play as well backwards as I can forward, but I think I'm getting better each time I do it, so... I got to continue doing it. So, you know, there's a good chance I might do that in August when I see you up there again. So
that'd be very cool. Well,
yeah.
Again.
I'll give you the way that I started doing that, by the way. I was actually, it was an accident. I was doing a show. Actually, it was the Seabreeze Jazz Festival down in Florida. I was playing that particular song, and the stage went right up to where the audience was, with just two little steps. And at that point in the show, there was all these people that came up and were dancing right up there. And at that point, they were kind of slow dancing, you know, to that tune. So I went out in the middle of that song and started dancing with people. And more people came up. And by the time I realized, I was like, hey, I need to finish this song, there were so many people, I couldn't get it back around to the front of the keyboard, so I just started playing it from behind.
Mm.
And I built it up, and my band sort of went with it, and we built and built and built, and then it ended, and the entire 6,000 people in the crowd just erupted, and I was like, I might be onto something here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, anyway, a little background there.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. Teresa, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Teresa.
How's it going? I have to tell you, I was at the Seabreeze Jazz Festival in April.
Oh, nice.
You are the first, you were at the first jazz festival I've ever attended.
Oh.
And I came back home and bought every one of your CDs.
Oh, well, thank you, Teresa.
Mm.
I had such a good time. We were out there. In fact, the whole weekend was great, but I think you were probably, besides Trombone Shorty, you were my ultimate favorite.
Oh.
You were in, you had Essence over the weekend. I just missed you.
Oh, no.
You had just left the booth with the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
About 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, doggone, I missed him.
Oh, no.
It was major folks at Essence, but
yeah,
I got
Essence
in.
Yeah, Essence was massive.
Essence was massive. I got in, and you were at the House of Blues. When I got into New Orleans.
Mm.
I'm like, doggone, I keep missing this guy. But you were awesome. I hope to see you in August.
Okay.
At Chastain Park in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Doing a big show in Atlanta. So, definitely see you there.
Right. And they're also in Dallas. So I'm like, you have become
the you're
favorite
traveling.
Oh, my girlfriends and I love you. So we do road trips. So when Brian Culbertson's in town, we go find him.
But we
love you. And one thing I had to ask you, how did you enjoy? How much did you enjoy doing live from the show? I watch YouTube and I love to watch the videos.
The live from the inside, the whole DVD thing was. I mean, it was a blast to me because it was. You know, I kind of came up with this idea for a DVD that's a little non-traditional. You know, most of them are set in a regular concert venue, you know, with the audience and the whole thing. But I'm such a into, like, seeing all the musicians playing the instruments well and hearing the sound perfectly. I thought it'd be a cool thing to put it in a first-class recording studio with all the cameras in there, with the audio being, like, pristine. So that's really how that came about. And then if you haven't seen the whole thing, you know, in between all the performances, there's all these little documentary features as well, so all these behind-the-scenes stuff as well, which are not on YouTube, by the way.
Okay, I'll have to get – that's the only one I don't have.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I visit my hometown of Decatur. I go back to Chicago to the pizza joint I ate at. I mean, I do all kinds of stuff, so it's pretty fun.
Are you going to be visiting Houston anytime? I haven't seen that on your schedule.
Unfortunately, Houston is not on the schedule. I'm sorry. But, the only ones in Texas are Dallas and El Paso.
Of all places.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. But
all right. That's what they make cars for in road trips.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we'll be back in Florida. We'll be in Atlanta. And
will you be
people.
At Seabreeze next year?
Well, they haven't booked anything yet, so I don't know. I hope so.
Well, put it this way, we've booked ours.
Oh, well, you better email them and tell them to hire me then.
I will be sure to send them an email because
the
we've
more
already...
emails they get with my name on it, the better for me. No.
Yeah.
We can do that. Believe me, we can do that.
Oh, man.
All right.
We've already booked everything for Seabreeze, so hopefully
you're
there.
Teresa, I'm going to have to let you go. I have a lot of calls holding to when they want to talk to
it's
Brian.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling
in. See ya.
You all be blessed.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. That's too funny. She said, we are. Area code 631, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, this is Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hey, Janine.
Hi. I just jumped on board, so I'm hoping no one asked this question already. But I think that creating a CD off of the concept of dreams is really cool. It's really personal. And I was just wondering, when you had all these musicians come in to perform, did you tell them about your dreams to get them in the mood? To kind of
you know
let
what?
You see?
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
Nothing. Because most of the parts I had already come up with, like the bass lines and all that stuff. So what I did was I, you know, recorded them with a keyboard bass sound into the computer. And, you know, Alex Al, the bass player, came in and I played him my idea and I said, hey, this is what I want. So, but I want the real bass, you know, the live feel of, you know, the best bass player. So I called him to basically redo what I had already done to make it feel great. So therefore, I didn't really need to tell anybody about what the songs were about. I just said, hey, this is what I need. Do your thing.
I see. Okay.
So,
thank you, guys.
Well, there
you
go.
Thank you, Janine.
Have a good night.
Thank
you.
Thank
you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, area code 703-680. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi there. That's me.
Mm. Hi.
How you doing, Brian?
Good.
Great. The first time I saw you was on the Capital Jazz Cruise. That was my first time.
Oh, nice.
And you for a whole week, oh my God. Then I caught you at the Strathmore with Dave Koz.
All right.
And then, of course, I just caught you with David Sanborn at the Birchmere.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I hope you remember me because I caught you last year at the Birchmere. And I'm the one that was sitting in the front when you was doing that thing you do around the whole piano. And I'm sitting there right in your face. I love you, love you, love you. And I'm going to Napa next year.
Awesome.
Oh, you definitely have to come. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Definitely have to come. All right. What's your name?
I'm Denise.
Oh, Denise. Okay. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you. Love you, Brian.
All right. See you soon.
All right. Area code 510. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
I'm Roy.
Hi, Roy. Me, Brian.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
Well, I can say is, Brian, you're one of our favorite keyboard player musicians. We just love to see you every time you come to town.
Oh,
Yoshi's is where we were when you pitched the idea about the Napa Valley Getaway. We were in the audience with four of our friends, and when you said that, we were like, we're there. And boy, what a fabulous job.
Oh,
we had
thank
the best
you.
Time of our life.
Wow, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And
that.
The late night hangouts, I mean, those were so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just hanging out with you and the band and, you know, Marquell. And, you know, we got to know Marquell pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, my wife and I, we're good friends with Jerry Johnson, the guitar player. So we know Jerry well.
Yeah.
Carmen and Roy said hello. You'll know us.
All right.
Yeah, but, you know, I just had to call, and, you know, we're looking forward to September to purchase the tickets so that we can be there again next year.
Oh, great. Yeah, we're, like I said, we're working on all the ideas and preparations now. So we're also compiling a video. We filmed the whole entire event, whole weekend. So I'm putting together a little highlight reel video of the whole weekend. So that'll be up. I'm trying to put that up on our YouTube channel in August.
Okay,
so
that's awesome. Is it going to be like the other CD that you have out with all the rehearsals on it?
You know, it's not going to be for sale or anything. It's just going to be, you know, kind of a highlight of what the weekend was about. But you know, it should be a lot of cool stuff on there. So.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
We always, you know, want to know that want you to know that we're right there, and you know, want to be there. Just love your music, and like a lot of people have said, how you play the piano from all the way around. I mean, that is so awesome. You know, that is really great. I mean, we just said, wow, how does he do that? You know, so we love that
concentration.
And,
yeah.
Well, thank you, Roy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, good talking with you. And,
all right.
You know, love to see your dad when he's out with you on the road, your dad, Jim, you know. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. That was fun.
New Year's Eve. That's it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hold up the line. I know other people are wanting to talk to you, but I just wanted to, you know, to put a shout out and, you know, let you know that, hey, we love you, man. We're there.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. See you.
All right. Area code 724, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, what's up? My name is DeBird Jacks from the Pittsburgh area.
Hey.
Hi.
I talked to you a couple of years ago, Brian, about coming to Pittsburgh, and you said the venues weren't available, or what's going on with coming to the Berg?
Man, it's not always easy getting a gig, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just play anywhere.
Uh-huh.
You got to have a local promoter or a venue, you know, decide to put on a show, and they have to, you know, call us up and say, hey, here's what the offer is, and hopefully, you know, it makes financial sense, you know.
What's the closest you've gotten here?
I have a large kind of band, and, you know.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Anyway.
What's the closest you've gotten to, like, Cincinnati, Ohio, or Toledo?
No,
or?
We just played Verona, New York.
Oh, shoot, Verona.
That was
where
last week.
Okay.
We just it's played, I did
like
Buffalo.
Buffalo, that's my hometown, born and raised.
We did.
Buffalo instead of Pittsburgh?
I don't know. Well, you know, we always do Philly, and then... I know that's not close, but...
Yeah. Well, I look forward to it, and one day you'll make it here.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Might have to get
all
in
right.
the car.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, all right thank
man.
You.
Bye-bye.
Later.
All right. Area code 925, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Okay.
Area code 925? Okay.
Next.
Yes. Area code 757. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Hey, Brian, this is Rennell. I saw you in Napa.
Oh, nice.
And I really enjoyed your show, man.
No,
first
appreciate
time I've
that.
Ever seen you. First time I've ever seen you, and, man, you really perform, you and your band.
Well, thanks.
I really
enjoyed
the slick with Eric Darris.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you guys got that on that song, man. I came back home trying to find it.
Oh, that's on one of Eric's records. That's a tune
yeah.
that I wrote for Eric for a few years back.
Oh,
because he used to tour in my band for a while. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah,
well, I'm definitely looking forward to September to get my tickets because we was right up front when you was playing backwards. I was up there with them. There was a bunch of ladies up there. I was right in the midst of them.
Oh,
and,
boy.
They were really hollering.
nice.
But, man, I am really looking forward to seeing you again when you come back to Napa. So when do the tickets go on sale, or you said
yeah,
September?
Tickets will go on sale top of September, and if you were there this year, you know, you'll get advanced email notifications, so check your inbox late August,
sure.
early September, and you'll get details about that. So, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to blow it out next year.
All right,
all
great.
Right.
Well, you guys have a nice one, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
All right.
All right,
thanks,
thank
man.
You.
All right.
All right, area code 757-227. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. No? Okay, area code 718. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi,
good evening. Hi, Brian. It's Linda from New York.
Well, hello, Linda.
How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
It's great, great. I had a great show with you in Tarrytown. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. It was good on a turntable, too. That was so much fun. I have a question for you. What
yep.
song off the new CD are you going to make a video of?
You know, we were talking about doing a video with Vivian Green on the Still Here song.
Yes.
But we couldn't all decide on what the video was going to be, so it didn't happen. So, we're not sure what's going to happen right now, what the next plans are. I'm definitely going to do some sort of video. It's got to make sense. It's got to be the right thing. I just don't want to do one, you know, without the right, you know, kind of idea and visual behind it. I'm definitely going to do one. I'm thinking about maybe doing one on The Journey.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is the last song on the album. And, you know, honestly, I'm getting tons of feedback from that song that everyone's loving that tune. It's just, I think that's one of my favorite songs on the album, too. It's just so unique and really, you know, takes you somewhere.
It's
obviously.
Great. I like that one. I was about to ask that, too, which is your favorite song from the CD.
Ah. Yeah, right. So, you know, if I'm going to do one, you know, of any of the instrumentals, it'll probably be that song, The Journey.
That one.
So,
Yeah.
And then, you know, if we have another single on Urban Radio, you know, we might do one with that. But we shall see.
No plans yet,
but hopefully.
Oh, great. Well, I've been starting to create something for LNO.
Wait, which song?
Long Night Out.
Oh, Long Night Out.
Yes.
Wow.
For 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. The 20th anniversary is coming up February 2014.
14.
Can you believe that? 20th anniversary.
I know.
That's crazy.
All right.
I mean, I got some ideas for that. I don't know if it's going to happen on the 20th anniversary or the 25th anniversary.
I got
an idea, but we'll see how it goes.
That'll be so cool.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Linda.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Cool.
Welcome.
All right.
You.
See ya.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Area code 703. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello, 703. Okay. I have a question for you, Brian, and
yep.
the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
This is your 13th CD.
Yep.
What CD would you consider to be your breakthrough CD?
I think it was Nice and Slow. When that record came out in 2001, you know, that was the first year that I actually went out on tour with Dave Koz, Michael McDonald, and Norman Brown. We did a whole summer tour together. And, you know, being in front of, I was literally in front of over 1 million people for the first time, you know, ever in one summer touring, you know, because of those big names.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just getting going at that point. And that was definitely a breakout year for me, and, you know, when that album came out, so...
Wow.
That's what I would say.
Okay, for me, it's Secrets.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people that have been with me, you know, from the beginning, they say Secrets is the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So, I definitely get that a lot. My dad's favorite album of mine is Long Night Out.
Okay. All right.
You know, some sentimentalness there. And then, you know, my favorite record, believe it or not, of mine, besides the New Dreams one, is my Christmas album.
Ah, yes.
A Soul for Christmas.
Yes.
Only because of the diversity of styles that I was able to put, you know, in that record. I just love, you know, not randomness, but it's sort of all over the place, and I love that about it arrangementally. You know, there's big bands, there's choirs, there's orchestra, there's all this stuff, and it's all real, organic, live musicians. There's nothing synthetic or fake or programmed on the entire album. So that's cool, too.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
My favorite on there is the one you did with Peter White.
Oh, yeah.
Angels
We Have Heard on High.
Yo, my gosh, Brian, that one is so beautiful. It's beautiful. I love that
one. That's with the full orchestra. And yeah, I mean, so, you know, if you don't know about the Christmas record, check it out. And, you know, I think you'll dig it.
Okay, just a couple of more questions from the chat room. They've been holding with their questions. Emok wants to know, which R&B artist do you want to work with next?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know, I've always wanted to work with Eric Benet. I just think he's an amazing talent. But, I mean, there's so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to work with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, he just came to mind instantly, but there's so many great singers out there. Well, I'll think of some more.
Okay.
All of them. Yeah.
All of them. All right. Brad would like to know, your music would be perfect for movie soundtracks. Has it ever been featured in a movie? And if not, would you consider it?
Well, you know, I've always considered it, doing writing music for film. The opportunity just hasn't come up. You know, none of my music has been in any movies. And I'll tell you the reason. Most of the time, the film companies will not license an instrumental song because they already have a staff composer hired. And what they will do is, if they happen to like, let's say, a song of mine, they will go to their staff composer or their, you know, the composer of the music and tell that guy to redo a song that sounds like mine.
Oh, wow.
Because it's way, 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 way cheaper than, you know, paying for a license, because my music is owned by Universal. It's really a, you know, kind of a crazy thing. So, you know, most of the time when they'll license a song, it's a big pop song that everyone knows, and you can't recreate that, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's really the reason. You know, someday if someone comes to me and says, hey, we want you to, you know, write some music to the film, I would totally be into it. If the timing was right. Obviously, I'm really busy with touring and making records, but hey, you never know. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know, I did commercial music for many years when I was younger, so I definitely understand all that. You know, the sync and syncing it up to the picture and that whole thing. But you know, we'll see.
All right, I'm Joe from Germany, and let me just say to Joe, thank you for tuning in. It was 4 a.m. when Joe came into the chat room, so thank you for hanging out with us, Joe. His question is, are you a dreams or a live from the inside type? How would you describe yourself? Okay.
I am really both, and that's sort of the reason I kind of make albums like both of those. I definitely have different moods. I'm a guy that loves to go out and have a great time and, you know, get it in. You know what I mean? So I do the funky stuff and the party kind of tracks, but I'm also, you know, want to get, you know, introspective and you know, sometimes, deeper. And that's the times where I'm writing other kind of music. So, I definitely have both sides to me, I would
say.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Tamara wants to know, what happened to the photo album you were going to make of the various artists signing the minor wine bottle?
Well, the wine bottle now is going to, I believe, is going to finally be auctioned off this fall, along with the piano that played in Napa.
Wow.
So we thought we were going to auction it all off in Napa, but, you know, the Grammy folks thought it would make more sense to do it on a global kind of auction site. We're basically trying to raise as much money as we possibly can and didn't want to limit it just to a few hundred people that were there. So,
Okay.
So that's the reason behind that.
Okay. Eric, from the Smooth Jazz family, was there a certain song or artist that made you want to be a musician?
Well, definitely, you know, I talked about this early in the show, you know, David Sanborn, huge. Also, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, I would say those two were my biggest two influences. But also, I listened to a lot when I was young growing up, like Sting, the Yellow Jackets, Chick Corea, the band Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Tower of Power, the Brecker Brothers. That kind of stuff. So, you know, the mixture of the funk and R&B jazz kind of thing. That's what I was really into. So, you know, all that stuff really influenced me and made me want to get into what I'm doing now.
Okay. Well, we have 3 minutes left, and I'm going to get in one more phone call, and then we're going to have to let Brian go.
All right.
All right, so area code 678, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Brian.
Huh?
This
Hello.
Is Unique calling.
Hey,
hey
Unique.
There.
We have 2 minutes. We got two minutes.
Okay. What's up?
Well, you know, I have been hounding you about T-shirts, and Tamara told me that there are finally T-shirts, so I'm happy to hear about that.
They are women's
and,
T-shirts only.
Good.
So all the women out there,
Brian.
Just so
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. That's right. Well, I'm a woman, so that fits me perfectly.
And they're sparkly.
I like that.
With
now,
the
also,
V,
I have to
V
take,
cut.
I have to take you to task, Brian, because you said that I could fill in, you know, for hand claps on the record, and you didn't call me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know what? I think we are all hand clapped out.
So I'm still available.
Okay. Good to know.
All right,
yeah,
Unique. Thank you.
Good to know.
Okay,
thanks for calling. All right.
Thank
see you,
you
soon.
Bye-bye.
My apologies to those that are holding. We have less than 2 minutes left, and I have to say goodbye to Brian, and thank you again for allowing us to speak with you. Thank you so much, Brian.
Oh, no problem. We'll have to do it again soon.
Yes. Only
yeah,
got
so
in one
get,
song.
So we can get to more questions out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So pick up the CD. Where's the CD? Where can they get the CD?
Well, the easiest place, there's three places. You know, either my website, briancolbertson.com, or amazon.com, or you can download it digitally, obviously, on iTunes Music Store. So those are the three easiest places to get it. If you go trying to go to a music store, you know, it's hit or miss these days because
mm-hmm.
not a lot of places are even carrying jazz music anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, all the big places, they have like 2 feet of CD space. So, of course, they're just going to put, you know, the top pop artists.
Right.
So
right.
We don't even get any racking space. But, you know, but it's definitely available out there. So check it out, you know. I'm glad you all are enjoying it, and
yes.
I really appreciate everybody for all the support, and you know, love you guys.
Love you back,
nice
Brian.
You.
Thank
it's,
you so much.
It's actually being stamped certifiably hot fire, so it's hot fire. definitely.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I love you. Thank you so much for giving me another chance to interview you.
Well, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye,
thanks
Brian.
To everyone in the chat room. Definitely pick up the CD. Sorry I didn't get a chance to play more music, but when Brian comes on, this is what happens. The phone lines
crazy.
Light up, the chat room lights
crazy.
Up, and everything just goes wild. So,
crazy.
So the other place
the
you can get the record is on tour, and I'll sign it.
There you go. There
we'll
you
come
go.
Out to a show this summer. We're going to be all over the place. So, you know, hope to see you. See you soon.
All right. All right. Thanks again, Brian. I will see you in September.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye,
bye.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Now, the chat room can't hear me now because we're off the air for the chat room. We're still on the air for those that are still on the phone. So I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD. Definitely pick this up, Dreams. Amazon, on his website, BrianCulberson.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Brian Culberson and on Facebook. Whew, I love it, love it, love it, love it. All right, Mike, how do you have anything to add?
Nothing to add. Like I said, when he comes on the show, it's just bananas crazy. When Brian comes on the show. It's just crazy.
Wild, wild, wild. Again, my apologies to those that are holding. I tried to get to as many calls as I could, but thank you for calling in. I'm going to close the show with Noel's song.
Gordine.
Noel Gordine's song, You're My Music, from the CD. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Oh, baby, 'cause every time I think.
thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.